Welcome back to the Garden with Joe and Holly radio show. Happy you are with us today. You got a question? It's time for Garden Questions and Answers. Send it on over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call, toll-free, coast-to-coast, 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. If we can't get to you, leave a message. We will call you back. Had a number of questions come in this week. We'll see what we can get through to the top of the hour. First question, is there an advantage to growing in grow bags versus the ground or raised beds?
I mean, I guess it depends on
purpose?
How much space you have. If I had a little patio garden, I would do like little bags probably.
Rootmaker grow bags.
Yeah, rootmaker grow bags because you can move them around. If I was in a living situation where I wanted to move them around. But if you have a permanent living situation where permanent, you could do raised beds. Some people,
well, the also advantage for the grow bags is if one plant, let's say you got three or four pepper plants and one plant gets infestated with a insect or disease, you can physically move that plant away from the other ones until you diagnose it or figure it out or cure it. If in the ground, you can't do that. You just got to let it go, you know, and try to fight it while it's probably attacking the other plants.
Right, right. So the next question we have is,
back to that one. There's positives and negatives to all of them, but specifically, what is your situation will work best for you? And we do all three. We do in-ground, raised bed, and containers on patios, porches, backyards, in-ground, the whole deal. We do all of that.
Yes, we absolutely do. So can I grow potatoes that are sprouting in the kitchen?
Yes,
you sure can. You should not, if you've had some potatoes sitting there for a while and they have not sprouted, don't use those.
The appropriate time.
Yeah. You want obviously if you brought potatoes home from the store and they didn't sprout to tomorrow, but if they sat there for a while and they've been sprouting, then you can absolutely grow them. We do suggest that if they're a larger potato, maybe cut them up a little bit to about the size of an egg, like a regular sized chicken egg, is what you want to plant, but you can absolutely grow those.
45 degrees minimum soil temperature at root zone, consistent. So long-range forecast, you want to check the soil temperature 3, 4, 5 inches below soil grade. And we do it also now, and I'll talk about it next week. We're going to talk about growing how to grow potatoes. But also, here's the other thing. You kind of want to try to figure out what variety you have. Due to the fact that certain varieties, there's early, mid, and late season or long season potatoes. Some take 90 days, some take 110, some take 120. So you kind of want to know what you're getting into so you know the basic time frame. Oh, that plant's starting to die off. We can harvest it. Also, people are concerned, well, it may be sprayed with something. If it's already sprouting, it's not been sprayed, or the spray has, you know, dissipated growth inhibitors and it's sprouting, you're going to be fine. Now, you can use sprouted potatoes for like mashed potatoes. You just don't want to do like a baked potato and cut, you know, tear all the eyes off. But a mashed potato a potato that has eyes on it does work.
Right.
You're not going to notice that. But yeah, you can certainly do that. Works very well. And if you're concerned, and sometimes, and I'll say this because we don't have a seed potatoes, the seed potatoes can be quite expensive.
Absolutely.
And a bag of, you know, you get a bag of 10 or 15 pounds of potatoes for a couple of dollars. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Right. Okay.
Are coffee grounds good or bad for your garden? And will they make the soil acidic?
Coffee grounds are great for your soil. You would have to add a ton of coffee grounds to get it to raise the acidity of your soil. And most of it's brewed out
right.
in the process. So it's like, you have a very little chance of getting too acidic,
but
smaller chance.
Right. But the soil has what is called a buffering capacity that it would counteract, or it wouldn't diminish or adjust the pH because of that soil nature keeps it from doing that. Coffee grounds have about 2% nitrogen by volume, 0.5% potassium, 0.5% phosphate, and you want to mix them in, because if you just broadcast them on top, that nitrogen can most likely and does evaporate, and you lose that. Now, you still have the organic matter. If you have a worm bin, they like that. You can mix it in your worm bin and your containers. How much is the right amount of coffee grounds to put in your garden? It really, there, it just varies. But what we have done in the past is a 5-gallon bucket in 40 to 60 square feet. And how do you obtain that kind of quantity of coffee grounds? Is you go to your coffee shop. Now, there's big chains that will have bagged used coffee grounds.
I don't know if they even do that anymore.
I've seen it. They still do. But okay. Your local independent coffee shop is the one you want to make a phone call to. And they will most likely say, bring a bucket in. When it's full, we'll, you know, come back in a day or two, and it's ready to go. They're going to include the coffee filters as well, which is totally fine to incorporate into your garden. But you can also mix this into your compost bin. It's a good way, because otherwise these coffee grounds go right in the dumpster.
Some coffee, smaller local coffee places do try to compost them themselves, or they'll give them to community gardens. Like, they try to responsibly get rid of them.
But there's a certain level of, yeah, it's too difficult, dumpster it goes.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially, I feel like, these days. But, yeah. So, my next question is, best place to get soil from my containers and raised beds? Well, you would want to contact your local independent garden center. I would start there. A lot of them will sell you bulk soil. You can get prices. You can
load it up in your car in buckets and bags. We've done that.
We have.
But it's a much, the financing aspect of it is a fraction compared to if you would go and buy it per bag and fill your raised beds or fill your containers.
Right. And if you don't want to do that, a lot of them do offer delivery. Now, it is not always the cheapest option, but it is an option.
Well, I'm doing loose math here at the garden center that we had worked with. Two bags of the name brand potting or the compost potting soil was like $22 a piece, and we got almost a half a yard of raised bed mix for $40. There's a lot there. If you're in the Milwaukee area, we would recommend you checking out Blue Ribbon Organics, great source of locally made compost and raised bed mix, which we are using in our raised beds and have for a number of years. Well, with that being said, Holly, we are out of time, and we thank you for yours. What did you learn today, Holly?
Today I learned that, you know, this, all these people, it's like an old wives' tale, the warmer the winter, the more bugs we're going to have. And I knew that wasn't necessarily the case, but I learned more in depth that that is not always the case.
I learned that Joe Karsten, our guest, that there are over 60 countries now using the straw bale method that he invented growing up on his dairy and grain farm as a child. Very unique, cool genre of gardening.
Is that like a very like a farmer bro show?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll do that. We learned today is sponsored by Honey Bee Healthy.
Whether you're a gardener, a bee hobbyist, or a professional beekeeper, Honey Bee Healthy Inc. has the products to help you maintain a healthy hive and thriving garden. For more information on how to use Honey Bee Healthy Inc. in your garden, visit honey, the letter B, healthy.com.